Psalms 33. Lord made this real to my heart first part of the week, a couple of mornings ago. And I really don't have it all sorted out like I would like to, but we're just going to dive into Psalms 33. And we're going to look at some fundamental truths for victorious living. Fundamental truths for victorious living. You know, the Bible is a book that tells us what to do to have certain results. Amen. I know God's a God of mercy and God's a God of grace, but, you know, for instance, even Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Bible tells us when we praise the Lord, good things happen. Bible tells us when we believe God, we see His miraculous hand. And all of this is borne out in so many ways. The Bible said, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harps. Sing unto Him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Did you hear that? Play skillfully. Amen. God says, give it your best go. And do it. And He didn't say be quiet about it. He said with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right. And all the works, all His works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a harp. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spake, and it was done. I want to say that again. He spake or He spoke. Whether you say that in Elizabethan English or straight out Texan. He spoke, and it was done. I said He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. The Lord looketh. God sees. How many know that God is looking and God sees? From heaven He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of His habitation He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. But it goes on to say in verse 18, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name. Hallelujah. Now there's a lot of meat here. There's more meat than I have time to even attempt to try to unravel. We shared this little while with staff before a time of prayer already this week. But in Psalms 33, I see just foundational principles for victorious living. You know, victory is a choice. We still have some of those bumper stickers we had when we were downtown. Victory is a choice. Victory is a choice. I said victory is a choice. And so the Bible said rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. He talks about praise in verse 1. Praise in verse 2. With the harp, sing unto Him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song. play skillfully with the loud noise. So, you know, in our personal life as well as in church, one of the things we need to just do a little catching up on is just praising the Lord. I said, it's time to praise God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, it's time to praise the Lord. Before the enemy tries to come in like a flood, it's time to praise the Lord. A part of what church is all about is praising the Lord. His kingdom come, His will be done. Not my kingdom or your kingdom, but His kingdom come and His will be done. Rejoice, praise, sing. Think about it. Rejoice, praise, sing. You say, I'm in the midst of some challenging situations or circumstances. Well, rejoice, praise, and sing. It's time to rejoice. It's time to praise. It's time to sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We live in a music society, but all of it is not glorifying unto God. Everywhere you go, it's music. Music to get you in, music to get you out. They have it all designed to help you to shop, to spend more money, to do this, to do that. Music produces sales, whereas silence does not. But you know what? When we come to the house of the Lord, we ought to just be consumed. I'm going to rejoice, I'm going to praise, and I'm going to sing. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to rejoice, I'm going to praise, I'm going to sing. Well, that's one foundation for victorious living. And then as we go a little further, we notice that God's word is right, for the word of the Lord is right. The word of the Lord is right. God's word is right, and God's word works. I said, God's word is right, and God's word works. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord is right, and all of His works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. And we'll get back to that word in just a moment. But you know, in verse 5, I was telling the staff, you know, I don't read much in the newspapers. I just read enough to find out if there's anything that seems to be of interest. A lot of times it doesn't go past the first or second page. But I opened the newspaper the other day, and unfortunately, police officers being slain and wars and rumors of wars and problems with Russia and problems with this and problems with that. And you know, if you're not careful, I mean, there's even facts of what's going on in this world that you can't overload. You don't need to overload your mind on. What we need to overload our mind on is the Word of God. Because the Bible said, by the Word of the Lord, oh, I said, whoa. Yeah, let me go. Verse 5. It said, He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Well, wait a minute. The newscasts, the papers, everyone says there's trouble. There is trouble. There is a problem in the world system. But the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Just turn to the person next to you and say, you're part of the goodness of the Lord tonight. You're part of the goodness of the Lord. There's a lot of salt and there's a lot of light in America. There's a lot of sin, but there's a lot of salt and there's a lot of light. We're not the only church, but churches similar or just like or having some semblance of this, of honoring Jesus and worshiping God, are the hope of America. It's the hope of America. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Now, being you're such good friends with the person next to you, just turn and say, you know, Pastor Nichols is really right. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. It is full. Hallelujah. It's full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of it. Now, verse 6 just thrilled my heart. I mean, house is quiet and folks still sleeping in the house, you know, and so on. So I had to kind of be a little bit quiet, but I'll tell you, it was hard. It was hard to discipline. Verse 6 said, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Just stretch your neck and look up. when the sun's shining. And look at the heavens and realize that the word of the Lord, when the earth was dark and void, darkness ruled the face, the God spoke and it happened. You know how you got saved? You spoke and it happened. One way or another, you said words of invitation to the Lord. You spoke, your life spoke. Maybe it was just a meditation of your heart, but something went out from in you that believed God. And by the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Now this is where we go beyond. You know, there's two extreme thoughts in the world today. There's the sovereignty of God that whatever will be, even if it never is. Amen. That's a subtle statement, but that's true. I mean, some people just argue with the fence post about the sovereignty of God. And then there's some folks think that just anything they say off the top of their head is going to come to pass. But words are the most powerful things on the face of this earth or this universe. Words of faith based on the word of God, spoken in faith believing, shall surely come to pass. And it always doesn't happen on the first time you say it. Sometimes you have to convince yourself that what you're saying is right. And so you keep on. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. And if I could add a little P.S. there, and speaking and saying. Praise God. The word of the Lord, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. You know, you think about it. I wish I was a scientist here for a few moments. But you look at all the vast universe. You look at the stars. You see everything that's out there. And when I hear people explaining or explaining even part of that, my head just spins as I think out of nothing, God spoke. And out of the nothing of your life, you spoke and you were born again. Well, now that you're born again, out of the faith of your heart, based on God's word, you can speak words that will help you to walk in victory every day of your life. Hallelujah. We no longer ascribe to that. If it weren't for bad luck, there'd be no luck at all. No. We say, I'm not saved by luck. I'm not kept by luck. I'm saved by faith and I'm kept by faith. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Whew. Let all the earth fear the Lord, and let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. Church, get a grip on this tonight. If that's all you hear me say, he spoke, and it was done. And God's saying to you, you speak. Pastor Nichols, you speak. I think that's one of the greatest challenges that all of us have. We just have to get ourselves with a nap of the neck and say, you will speak the word of God. Doesn't look like it, feel like it, seem like it, but we're going to speak the word. The song that they're playing quite often on some of the stations said, speak life. Don't speak death, speak life. Hallelujah. Quicker you get this, quicker I'll get out of it. All right? Hallelujah. You say, why does it take preachers so long to preach? Because it takes some folks so long to get it. You'd be like that little lady from Ireland. She just jumped up in the middle of the service over in Perth, Australia. She said, I've got it. Right while I was preaching, she had the nerve to stand up and say, I've got it. Hallelujah. You know what she did? She was there to see her granddaughter graduate from their Bible college. I was the first outside speaker they'd had in Perth. And she lived in a house at a crossroads section, kind of in a rural crossroads setting. No electricity. She lived very primitively, even though she was a good woman and a sharp woman in her own rights. You know what she did? She heard me tell those graduating students, if God said it, you can say it. If God said do it, you can do it. You can go do what God called you to do. And first of all, she flew there, and she had never flown before. She said, well, I made that bold step. So she flew back home. And you know, the next report they heard, she got electricity in that little house at the crossroads and started a bakery, and she was making pretty good money. She heard what was spoken, and she began to speak what she heard. I said she heard what was spoken, and that little lady that just, I mean, she was just out of it. It's like she didn't even know anyone else was there. And it was a packed church that night in Perth, Australia. I've caught it. And her eyes were just, you know, she got it. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. I mean, God's not in a slip knot business. God doesn't tie slip knots. God ties a good knot. Praise be unto the Lord. I'm not trying to be eloquent. I'm just trying to get some points over here tonight. He spake and it was done. Oh, we need to write that on the fridge. We need to write it on the mirror. We need to write it on wherever we read. He spoke and it was done. And if I speak according to his word in faith believing, it is done. Hallelujah. He commanded and it stood fast. There's a verse that I on purpose stayed away from for years because I felt like it was almost one of those take your shoes off verses, like Moses when he took his shoes off in the presence of God. But Isaiah 45:11 talks about, he said, concerning the works of my hands, command you me. That doesn't mean we go around just bossing God and, you know, acting like little robots or little tin soldiers. That's not it at all. And I prayed about that for the longest time. And the Lord, it was quite a while before I really got this understanding. But what I believe that verse is saying is, Lord, I release the full force of my faith. You know, I think where we miss it, sometimes we release a little bit of our faith. We know it's right. We know we need it. We'd like to see it come to pass, but it's really not that big a deal. I mean, you know, it's not a deal breaker. You know, we'll live and not die if it doesn't come to pass. So, but when you release the full force of your faith, and if you go into 45:11-12, it said this is the way God operates. God speaks. God commanded. Now, this is not kindergarten. This is meat tonight. And I'm not speaking of being frivolous or foolish with God. And you need to know what you're asking when you're in that particular vein of thought and faith. But you know where most of us are. God's calling us to deeper depths and higher heights. God wants us to see more, experience more, receive more, believe for more. Hallelujah. It was just so awesome just to see the other, in our church, we're seeing some husbands that are turning to God. We're seeing some miracles and some things you don't say a lot about because you just give God time to work things in people's lives. But thank God, I'm seeing some impossible situations begin to move. And I'm seeing some impossible people, nothing impossible with God, but I'm seeing people make a turn and turn toward God. Oh, it's an exciting time, folks. It's time to command. Not frivolously, not foolishly, not like you're going to boss God around every time you turn around. You need to pray over what you pray over before you pray and know that you're on scriptural ground. But when you know your own scriptural ground, it's time that we become bold as a lion. Bold as a lion. Bold as a lion. Amen. Really, I think that goes back to the roots of anything that God has ever done significantly with me or through this church. You just come to a point, you're either going to go for it or not. You're going to believe for it or not. You're going to put your faith on the line or you're going to go on wishing. There comes a point that you drive a stake and you say, in the name of Jesus, this is it. And we're headed toward that goal. Hallelujah. Amen. There's some folks getting a hold of this tonight. For he spake and it was done. Meditate on verses like, he spoke and it was done. And Mark 11 tells me I can speak and it is done. Hallelujah. This is the way God operates. You say, well, I'm not God. Well, how well we know that. But we are to act like the sons of God, the children of God, the faith children of God. Amen. He spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood. Boy, it's hard to get away from that. You see, God will have the last word. God will have the last word. And then in verse 10, you know, I was just thinking of the Berlin Wall. You remember when President Ronald Reagan laid his hand? I believe he did. He laid his hand on that Berlin Wall and he commanded that wall to come down. He commanded that wall of communism and separation to come down. And everybody thought, oh, that's the most foolish thing, and you know, that one. But it did come to pass. I said it did come to pass. It did come to pass. What did he know about it? He knew enough to do what God said to do about it. Amen. Praise God. And it said, the Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. It doesn't make any difference what's in the Dallas Morning News, Four Star Telegram, or the Wall Street Journal, or the Evening News. It's what God has said. What man has said may come to pass temporarily, but God's word's going to come to pass permanently. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. Stands forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That's why we've got to call America back to the Lord God. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm well aware you are too. We've taken the name of God out everywhere that it's possible. The name of Jesus. They want In God We Trust off our currency. And where will it start and where will it stop? But I believe with all of my heart, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. You know, there's some very interesting books that would really inspire your faith to read. And I believe we have some of them in the bookstore there by, there's two or three authors, that America was founded by God-fearing, Bible-toting, Bible-confessing, Bible-believing people. Do you know the first, if we were saying it today, the first congressmen and the first senators, actually they would come and hold their session, and then when they were through there, they'd go back on the circuit and hold a six-week revival or a two-month revival or a 30-day revival. Almost every one of these people in the early government organization of this nation were born-again believers. There's one that might have had some leanings toward to being a deist, but, you know, the majority of this nation were God-fearing, born-again, Spirit-filled people. Hallelujah! And I'll tell you, In God We Trust was embedded into their spirit. And you take the Ivy League schools today that are so far away from any semblance. They were red-hot Bible colleges years ago. Harvard, Yale, Princeton. These schools were founded and were filled with prayer groups and students that were having prayer meetings and standing on the Word of God. That's the way this nation got started. Don't you ever let anybody tell you anything different. We've drifted from that. And because of that, we had a good beginning. America had a good foundation. And God brought us through. And God has kept this nation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, verse 13. He beholdeth all the sons of men. God's looking. God's eyes are on this service tonight. Do you know that before the foundation of the world, that the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost saw every one of us sitting in this room tonight? Didn't surprise God to look down and say, well, what do you know? They're in Calvary Cathedral tonight. No. God knew before the foundation of the world. He knew you were here. He not only knew you were here, he had the hairs on your head numbered. Some of us are making it easier on God as time goes by. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of the habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. You know, when it's all said and done, God's not dead. I said, God's not dead. God's not dead. Hallelujah. God's not dead. The Word of God's not dead. The Father is not dead. Jesus is not dead. The Holy Ghost is not dead. The Word of God is not dead. It's us that need to come alive and shout it from the housetops. Oh my, there is no king saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. You know, no host of people or no horse. It goes on down there. A horse is a vain thing for safety. A horse was a real strategic instrument of safety as much as it was possible back then. And then the more soldiers you had, the more mighty men you had, then the stronger your army. But I want to tell you, God's stronger than the largest army that ever marched. Psalms 91 said, though 1,000 fall on one side and 10,000 on the other. You ever looked at 10,000 people? You ever seen 10,000? Some of us have in preaching services and overseas and in different situations. Praise God. One church where we preach when we go over to Uganda, seats thousands of people. But no matter how many thousands of people would be coming against little old you, God's bigger than that. No matter how many horses or horsepower, I'll be foolish for a moment, or horsepower they may have, hallelujah, God is bigger. God is bigger. Greater is he. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So a mighty man is not delivered by much strength. No matter how much strength you have or you think you have, you're not delivered by that. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. But behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. The eye of the Lord is on us tonight. The eye of the Lord, oh mercy. And the eye of my is on my watch too, praise God. All right, I'll wind it here. To deliver their soul from death, to keep them alive, to deliver them and to keep them. God's eye is upon us to deliver us and to keep us. To deliver us and to keep us. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help. He is our help. I couldn't tell you how many times I've, in my prayer time, I had a legal pad and all that was written on it was, help! Now, today, ASAP, help, for the Lord God will help me. The Lord God will help me. Oh, thank God. So our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted. And we're just about to the bottom of this chapter. We have trusted in his holy name. We have trusted. I have trusted. I believe you have trusted in his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, how many times have I gone to sleep and said, Lord, I trust in you. My trust is in you, Lord. My trust is in you. My trust for me, my trust for my family, my trust for the church that I pastor. Our trust is in you, Lord. Not what we see, what we feel, what we think or perceive, but our trust is in you. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon me according as we hope in thee. Whew. You know, the truth of the matter is your future is so bright, you need sunglasses to face it. I want to say it again. You're according to God's word. I'm not playing with words tonight. Hallelujah. We're not the children of defeat. We're not the children of despair. We're the children of hope. We're the children of faith. And our future is bright in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I want the brethren to get ready with the communion. You're going to have mercy on me tonight because I got fired up and three or four minutes past the time, but I don't think God's going to fall off his throne. But we are going to observe what we said we were going to do as quickly as possible. So good to have Pastor Tom, Vicki Luther with us. We're sharing visitation rights and time with them, with our great grands. Folks, tonight, Christmas is a time of new beginnings. Christmas is a, if you believe it. Now, if you don't believe it, it's not going to work. Christmas is a time of new beginnings. I believe that with all my heart. Christmas is a time of new beginnings. Hallelujah. Will you receive that?
Amen.
Christmas is a time of new beginnings. Out of darkness, at the birth of Christ, out of darkness came light. Praise be unto God. Out of darkness came light. Out of all the sin and the degradation of that day and time came the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Son of the living God. Would you just hold on to your communion elements there, but just worship God with us here for just a few moments. I couldn't tell you how pleased God is with, and I know it's not possible for everyone to be here, but many of you put forth a great effort to come tonight. But after all, whose birthday is it? Praise God. It's wonderful for families to get together. I think that's awesome. It's wonderful to be able to take some time apart, time off. It's wonderful to be able to sit and enjoy fellowship. But the most wonderful thing is that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Thank you, Lord. We don't deserve it, but thank God he loves us. Amen. You don't have to be a member of this church to have communion with us. By your confession, your profession of faith, we believe that you're born again. That's between you and God. In just a moment, we'll receive the communion together. There should be a place on the back of the pews where you can place your cups. If you will, help us and be careful not to spill that. Do you need a fresh touch from God tonight? Do you need healing? The other day, just a series of circumstances a few days ago, I forget how many days. Very few times it's like that, but I tell you, I did not know what to do. I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what to say. It was just like the air was sucked out of me. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. And you know what I did? I told God that. Lord, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't have the wisdom to know which way to go here, but God does. And the Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. in all your ways, yada him, acknowledge him, and he will direct all of your paths. Hallelujah. I have good news for you tonight. God's greater than the storm. God's greater than our blackouts. God's greater than times when we don't know what to do or which way to go. God's bigger. God's greater. That's what Psalms 33, you can read it in the privacy of your own prayer time or devotion. God is greater. God is greater. If you need healing in your body, I want us to especially remember Pastor Steve Solomon tonight. I told him we'd be praying for him, and we are praying, and we're in touch by telephone. He must have a miracle in his body. You know, the enemy would like to take everybody out he could. He'd like to take you out. He'd like to take all of us out if he could. But we're just going to speak the word over Pastor Steve Solomon. I want us to pray for Wayne Blue tonight. He needs a fresh touch of God in his body. And there are others that I'm probably not aware of. Janet Cox is back home from the hospital, but we just believe for her. She may even be in the service tonight. I didn't look around that closely, but I believe God's touching her. We used to sing a little, you know, some of those old choruses had such powerful words. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just believe for just the power of God to work in you personally, me personally, in our homes with our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our fellow church members. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life. Oh, that's what God wants us to do. In that same night in which Jesus was betrayed, he had the Lord's Supper communion with his own inner circle. As we take this bread tonight, we remember that his body was broken and bruised so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Shall we take? Thank you, Lord. If you would just say, Lord, I thank you for the forgiveness of every sin. I thank you for the forgiveness of every sin. I'm not talking about heaven or hell right now. I'm talking about keeping the line open, keeping your fellowship intact with the Lord Jesus. Well, the blood of Jesus, the life of the body is in the blood. Jesus' blood was shed. Mel Gibson, really, I really had to just grab a hold of myself to watch it through because it just tears me up to think of all that Jesus went through, so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. But you know, Mel Gibson, he didn't even start to touch on the pain that was felt and all that Jesus went through. And it was all for you and it was all for me. We just take, remembering the precious blood of Jesus. Before you take the cup, just say, I'm healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm healed. I'm strong, new strength. Amen. New strength. Thank you, Lord. Health, healing. Lord, we just believe you for supernatural health and strength. Don't let your mouth confess all that's wrong with you. It's okay to tell a doctor what you think or someone that's reasonable. But just don't go around talking about it. Just speak the word. I mean, when your eyes first open, just speak the word. Speak the word. Speak life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Christmas is a time of new beginnings. Could you stand with us tonight? Amen. Thank you for... There is forgiveness. I didn't mean to go over line, but we did. Praise God. Father, I just want to thank you for this precious Christmas service tonight. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the goodness of God. Thank you for the finished work of Calvary. Thank you for the life of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare in room. And heaven make her sing. And heaven make her sing. Well, if in spite of everything you forgot one more present or two more presents, the bookstore, I believe, is open tonight. Give a gift that keeps on giving. Amen.
Amen.
I can't stay up all night and counsel with you, but a book can. Amen. May the Lord bless you and may his face shine upon you and give you peace. So good to have Pastor Tom, Vicki, Luther here tonight. We love them and appreciate them so dearly. God bless you. Go with God and rejoice. Joy to the world.